I'm seeing a big campaign for black people not to vote. Look, we are prisoners of war. Our skin, the color of our skin is our prison uniform. They are waiting for us to do a mass group thing so that they can punish us. What we need to understand is that we have to be smarter than the people we are dealing with. Protesting does not work. It is not effective. It has not gotten rid of the system, of the global system of white supremacy. Stop doing it. Stop doing it. You choose as an individual what you want to do. Do not go and listen to people. I wouldn't listen to any black person out here because they are all prisoners. If you sitting up day to day listening to what the white supremacist racist man is telling you to do, you are a fucking prisoner. Stop living in a fantasy world. It's not cute and it's not funny. Black people have no power. How many times do y'all need to understand that shit? How many times do you need to be told that to understand it? You have no power. And y'all about to see. Get attention for yourselves if you want to. Bring attention to yourselves. Go ahead. We have no fucking power. We have no money. What we need to do is get our heads together and figure out how to get rid of the system, of the global system of white supremacy, and replace it with the system of justice. I ride with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. all the way on that, man. I'm inspired by him to put this episode out there to anybody that's listening. Do not follow anybody that is black, because you're following somebody who was a prisoner just like you. They ain't figured out how to get out of the global system of white supremacy. So you do what you think is best. Don't follow behind nobody. And y'all stop encouraging people to do something that is to their detriment. Be smart. Don't be stupid out here. Be smart. Do what works. What works? Y'all don't even know. You think you think protesting is the way to go with this shit? It's not. These people don't give a fuck if we don't vote or not. Because guess what? If you don't vote locally, if you don't vote state, they're going to get in who the fuck they want to get in. They don't give a fuck about black people's votes. They're going to go with whoever the majority votes for. It doesn't matter who we vote for. It doesn't fucking matter. It doesn't matter if we vote or if we don't vote. It doesn't. These people don't give a shit about our fucking votes. We have no fucking power. We're doing the same shit our ancestors did, which did not fucking work. They couldn't get us. They still could not get our asses out of slavery. They changed it up. But white people were enslaved. A lot of people were enslaved with us. But they changed the way they do it for the times. to make sure that the global system of white supremacy, racism stays operating the way they want it to operate. And it's still going on. And y'all helping it. It's not my problem if a lot of you out here do not understand that this entire world is a prison and that you are a prisoner. You are a prisoner and your skin color is your uniform. I can't help it if you don't want to understand that. This is how the world is working. If you have to get up every day and do what you're told, you are a fucking prisoner. I got to go to bed and get up in the morning and go to a job. I can't call in. I can't tell them I don't feel like working this month. I can't tell them nothing. I have to go because I have bills to pay. I have taxes to pay. I have food to put in my refrigerator. I have electricity to pay. Whether they feel like turning it on or not, I better fucking pay it. This is, y'all not taking this shit seriously enough for me. You're trying to function in a system that is not meant for us. They don't give a shit about us. None of us. Much less being black. You're worse off. If you have melanin in your skin, you are worse off. You have no power. You have no say. You have nothing. You play in to their fucking shit every single time when y'all get together in groups and you do shit that they want you to do. You're reacting to what they want. Do what works. Do what gets you through in this life. Protesting doesn't. If we all learn how to be smarter than the system we're dealing with, then we don't need to do anything at all. Stop following behind each other. Do your own individual thing. Figure out what works. And y'all know what I'm talking about when I say what works. Figure out how to gain control of the situation and stay on top of that. And it's all so easy. It's all so fucking easy. So when I get up in the morning, I'm going to do what I feel is best for me. But I'm not fucking up me and mine, because I know whoever else is out there that's doing all this protesting, they're not going to come and pay my bills. They're not going to come and change my image at my workplace or in my neighborhood or anything. So y'all better think twice before you start listening to other black people that want to group think. That's what I call it, group thinking. Y'all get together in masses and do something. And what is it? Where has it gotten you? Where the fuck has it gotten you? All this protesting. You're still at the same place you were at before. Right. Because they showing you what they see you as. And you're not changing their opinion. Because you haven't been able to stop them. So when y'all go do y'all little mass movement and you sit up and go and do what you think is best, you just pay attention to all these people out here who gonna suffer behind what you sitting up pushing. It's not about us getting together doing a mass protest. We ain't hurting nobody. It's about what we do as individuals and seeking the knowledge that we need in order to overpower this fucked system. This is a global system of white supremacy and racism. It is global. It's in every government. There is no government that is without white supremacy, racism. Ask yourself, why are we calling Africa, Africa? Why are we calling Asia, Asia? Why are we calling America, America? And it does not practice any of anything. Any of the laws, it don't follow through with nothing. Think about that. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. We know everybody is a man and a woman. And we know everybody is not created equal. So this is not America. It's an idea. This is the United States of white supremacy racism. That's what this is. That's what we're living in. This is what we call ourselves protesting and thinking we have some control and some say. We don't have no fucking control. You need to understand and realize that shit. You have nothing. Everything you have can be taken away from you. Very quickly. Your life can change abruptly. So I would advise that you move quietly, slowly, and do not bring attention to yourself. If you're not being constructive, don't bring attention to yourself. This is another VGQ episode. And I'm giving you my opinion as I see fit. And if you don't like it, I don't care. But the truth is the truth, and you can't run from it. You cannot run from it. It took me months to realize and understand what white supremacy is and how it works. It took me forever. Now I see why Michael's kids do what they do. They ain't got no power. They trying to live the best life they can, doing what makes them happy from day to day. We can look at them and say, oh, they should be doing this or they should be doing that. But you don't know what pressures lie where they're at. You don't know what the white supremacy racist man is telling them to do. I understand all of it. It's so fucking clear to me now. And I wish that black people would get on board with this and understand that when you say you're a prisoner of war and that your prison uniform is the color of your skin, that is not you admitting to defeat. That is you understanding what white supremacy is and how it works. You have to say those words and you have to let it sink in. Because you know and I know God didn't make no prisoners. So why are we behaving as such? Why are we trying to live in a system where we know we are the most powerful, but we act like we're supposed to move around in this shit and figure out how to live and figure out how to do shit? That's how they got us. That's how they got us. By you not sitting down admitting to yourself that you are a prisoner of war and your prison uniform is the color of your skin. Keep saying that to yourself. Digest that. And you'll start seeing shit more clearly. You need to understand your enemy. You need to understand your enemy. What you're up against. You have to understand the thought processes and the way that they work, because this is how the world is working on a global scale. This is white supremacy, racism. This is their system. This is what has been operating, and this is what has been working for them to keep control of us in all nine areas of activity. They have control of us. If they do this, they know we're going to do that. If they do that, they know we're going to do this. It's all predicted. They know how all this shit works. They're not just out here following their gut instinct and going by, you know, what somebody says and tells them to do. They do what works. We follow our emotions. We think we got some control. We ain't got no fucking control. None. Zero. So my judgment for anybody, I don't have none. But this out here, what y'all trying to do, you fucking with a lot of lives and you fucking with a lot of people. Because you can't come to the realization of what your position is on this earth. You are a prisoner of war, and the color of your skin is your prison uniform. Neely comes on tomorrow at 9 o'clock, and I am going to be listening. And I would advise y'all to go to producejustice.com and go and listen too. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. It's an ugly reality, but it's reality. It's the truth. It is the truth. No matter how you don't want to see it, no matter how you try to put it off. Like Dick Gregory said, once you put them glasses on, you can't unsee nothing. You can't go back to where you were. I can't go back to being ignorant no more. I can't go back to creating my fantasy world. Because this shit is what the fuck it is. And it's a fucking prison. It's hell. Be smarter than the people you're dealing with, I'm telling you. And that takes a lot. That takes a lot of energy. Because these people are brilliant. Fucking mad scientists are running the world. Insanity is running the world. Got us all walking around trying to figure shit out. You trying to figure out why somebody did this, why somebody did that. It's all because of the global system of white supremacy, racism. This shit is insane. There's no comprehending it, why they do what they do. They do what they do because they're insane. It's all insanity. Pure insanity. None of this shit that we do makes any sense. So, my VGQ episode. You guys take care. Thank you for listening, and thank you for supporting me as always.